While our beloved Superman is being subdued at a local med spa by the hot kryptonite massage he was tricked into receiving, the diabolical supervillain, the Poison Whip, is wrapping up plans to take over the world.
With Superman out of the way, all that stands between me and my imminent ruling of the world is for you to deliver unto me the anthrax you promised, Mr. Akhmanijad.
Right. And you promised to use it only on infidels.
Yeah, of course, infidels, whatever, I don't care.
And you're sure you're not gay? Because I'm not going to give this to anyone who's gay. And I'll be honest, you sound a little gay.
What? I am so the opposite of gay. I have a serious girlfriend. Hell, to be honest, we're probably going to get married next year.
Okay, well, we need to establish a drop point.
You just can't mail it, huh?
No, UPS freaks about this stuff.
Okay, fine. Let's meet Friday night at, how about my evil timeshare in Cozumel?
Nope. Sorry. I'm in Vegas all weekend. Cousin's bachelor party. Hey, why don't you meet me in Vegas? Yeah, that's an idea, right?
Vegas, huh? No. Sorry, no can do. Can't make it to Vegas.
You live in L.A. It's like a hop, skip, and a hop, skip from you. Come on. I'll get you a room at the Hooters Hotel that we're staying at. We'll take in a thunder from down under, so it'll be great.
Look, I can't go to Vegas. I'm not allowed.
What, by police? Oh, come on. You don't think I can handle the 5-0? You just come on up to...
I can't go to Vegas, all right? I made a promise to Jenny. I'm a man of my word, so there it is.
Jenny? Is that your girlfriend?
Yes, my girlfriend.
Don't you wear the spandex in your relationship?
Of course I wear the spandex in my relationship. What do you take me for?
Well, you tell that bitch you're going to Vegas.
I can't just tell the bitch I'm going to Vegas. It's more complicated than that. See, we're driving to her mother's Saturday, which means I would have to drive all the way to Vegas and then turn all the way around and drive all the way back. Plus the car, you know, that's overdue for an oil change, and I probably shouldn't be putting that many miles on it anyway. And then I gotta go to her mother's for the week. Look, it's just not gonna work out. If we met in Cozumel, I could sleep on my private jet and be back Saturday morning with plenty of time to, you know, pack an overnight bag. I mean, the plans were made weeks ago. I just can't back out of them now because my lifelong dream of overtaking the world requires me to spend a weekend in Las Vegas. That just wouldn't be fair to Jenny.
But, sorry, P-Whip, it's Vegas or nothing. The bachelor party is Friday night. I got us a table at Spearmint Rhino, so...
Look, that's Jenny beeping in right now. Let me talk to her. Who knows, maybe we can work something out.
Well, I'd appreciate it.
All right, hold on. I gotta take this off speakerphone. Hi, Ginger Snap. How was your day? Yes, I was on the other line with President Akhmadinejad of Iran. What do you mean that sounds made up? Well, I assure you, he's the president of Iran. Google it if you'd like. No, I haven't forgot about your mother's this Saturday. Can't wait. Yeah. Now, about Friday. Sure, drinks with Roger and Kate do sound fun. However, hate to be a party pooper, but may have to go out of town on business Friday night. Well, it just popped up. That's why I didn't tell you about it earlier. Well, only if you consider taking over the race of the world important, I guess. Why, is drinks with Roger and Kate important? I'm sorry if that came off as sarcastic. It wasn't my intent. What's that? Where am I supposed to go? Well, you see, the thing is this. And if it is Vegas, then what? Jenny, I wasn't even dating you when that happened. God, I wish I'd never have told you about that. Well, because I thought the game was tell me your craziest sex night. I didn't know it was tell me your 18th craziest sex night. And then I was supposed to find a happy medium in there somewhere. You know what? This isn't even worth it. Fine. I'm just not going to go then. Does that make you happy? Well, I guess I will accept happier. Oh, I've got to call President Akhmadinejad back now. Well, I don't care how it still sounds to you. It's not made up. Yes, I'll pick up Chinese on the way home. Love you, too. This is really not cool for my rep. Not cool at all.
What's up?
Yeah, it's Poison Whip. I can't make it Friday to Vegas. Don't ask. I just can't. Superman's going to be awake at any moment anyway, so the plan is doomed to fail. I'm just going to scrap the whole thing. So I'll be in contact soon. I'm hoping once I have a ring on Jenny's finger, she'll chill out a bit. Until then, well, ruling the world will have to wait, I guess. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get to P.F. Chang's before it closes. I'll see you later.
The diabolical supervillain, P. Whip.